ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria's back. We had Laura Turner Seidel on, and she was such an amazing expert. We had to have her on again. So just as a reminder, she's an international environmental advocate. She's chairperson of the Captain Planet Foundation, works with the Environmental Working Group to limit the toxic chemicals in food, air, water, and consumer products, and co-founded Mothers and Others for Clean Air. Welcome back, Laura.
Thank you, Dr. Daria.
So glad to have you. Now, as a new mom myself, I've looked to Environmental Working Group for resources. So tell us more about it and what you're doing with them.
Oh, certainly. About 10 years ago, I participated in the first intergenerational toxic body burden study. So that was my dad, myself, and my son, who was 12 years old then. And they looked in our blood for the presence of about 80 persistent chemicals, you know, chemicals that we would all be exposed to every day. And it was really interesting to see the difference in the three generations. Mm-hmm. And this really woke me up to what was happening, but something that most of us go about our lives, daily
no
lives,
idea.
Totally unaware of. So my dad had heavy metals, so lead and mercury. He was in the highest percentiles. I had high levels of artificial musk, which is fragrance, added mm-hmm. fragrance. You know, you think about the fragrance and all kinds of cosmetics, perfumes, you know, soaps in your mm-hmm. house, candles. Well, they're known carcinogens and known for hormone disruption. So that was kind of, and my son had high levels of flame retardants, which today is a big debate in California. It was the first state in the nation to ban some of the most harmful flame retardants. And then also he had Teflon type chemicals, like from frying pans, mm-hmm. you know, the Teflon, and the liners and popcorn bags. So these, you know, can really affect your health in the long term. And then, you know, it just, my interest in this really expanded. And what EWG did is they did a cord blood study with the American Red Cross and found industrial chemicals, 300 of them, in the cord blood of babies that weren't even born. And these, a lot of people think, well, there's a filtration between the mother and the fetus. Mm-hmm. And what it goes to show is whatever you're drinking or breathing, eating, or putting on your skin goes directly to your baby.
Whatever is in the mother's womb. System.
And Dr. Phil Landrigan up at Mount Sinai, who actually was the guy who worked at the CDC and got lead banned in gasoline.
He's an expert on ShareCare, actually.
Yeah.
Loves his
amazing.
Content.
Fantastic. But there are certain industrial chemicals and heavy metals that if it crosses the barrier at certain times of development, key stages of development, that child could end up with a chronic disease later on in life. And I think that that's really why we're seeing such high levels of childhood chronic diseases when you look at mm-hmm. cancers and ADHD and obesity and autism and even type 1 diabetes is up every year, and type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. you know, is affecting more and more children. Mm-hmm. So in asthma, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's what we're exposing our kids to in some cases in the womb. So anyway, with EWG, they have been hot on lead and lipstick. And that's like, for me, that is the example of what is wrong in society, that you as a consumer that wouldn't even be able to know that you're buying a tube of lipstick with lead in it. Mm-hmm. And think about, we eat pounds of lipstick and it goes down into our system mm-hmm. to our baby. And we know that lead is one of the most toxic chemicals.
Right.
And there's some reform that needs to happen in this country. But with EWG's website, the Skin Deep database, you can go there as a mom or a consumer and see what products are toxic and which ones are better mm-hmm. in like every category. So mm-hmm. you can buy a lipstick without lead in it.
Right. Yeah, that's wonderful. I remember I went there looking at sunscreen and facial lotions. But I remember when my little girl was young, we had a gentleman come out and just test our home for lead. And he had gotten into the lead testing because his child's lead level had come back so high because apparently some of the toys that have those, like the vinyl liners and the vinyl coloring, have high lead levels. And there's just no way as a consumer to know when you're buying some of these things. You really have to look at brands and rely on groups like EWG to make sure that you're buying something safe for your child. So, you know, what are some of the other products that, you know, consumers wouldn't normally realize have something toxic like lead? You mentioned lipstick. What are some other things, especially as regards our children?
Well, you know, bisphenol A in sippy cups and baby bottles BPA. Became a big thing, mm-hmm. and EWG helped drive that train. And it was banned federally maybe a year or two ago, which was a great thing. But like triclosan in mm-hmm. antibacterial hand soaps. They're hormone disrupting. And it's also something that gets into the water systems and it kills fish in aquatic systems because the sewage treatment doesn't mm-hmm. get it out. So it's just best to avoid buying these antibacterial hand soaps mm-hmm. with triclosan. It's mm-hmm. problematic. And then, of course, flame retardants. You really have to pay more attention and ask the questions. When you're buying a new sofa for your home, mm-hmm. you know, you've got to really find out what's in it. And mattresses, we're blessed in Atlanta. There's a place right, you know, on Piedmont Road that sells organic mattresses. And we just went to buy one that doesn't have the harmful flame retardants in it. So, you know, the chief consumption officers of the household really have to take it upon themselves until TSCA, you know, the mm-hmm. Toxic Substances Control Act and the Safe Cosmetics Act can be brought up to today's, mm-hmm. you know, you know, level of protection for the citizens that live in this country. And I would just say, you know, those are a couple of instances.
Okay. And again, for everyone to know, it's really useful to go to the Environmental Working Group's website, and you can look up a variety of products and find out what's going to be the safest and the ones to avoid for your kids. So,
Definitely, you have to do that.
We can't rely on labeling alone. You really have to do this homework for that chief purchasing officer. It's really good to know. Now, I want to also ask a couple questions about mothers and others for clean air. You know, how did you get into that? And what are some of the specific dangers about air pollution and air quality that we're facing in our world today?
Well, Atlanta was the asthma capital of the country back in 2007. And actually 10 years ago, Stephanie Blank and I co-founded Mothers and Others for Clean Air, because when we learned that dirty outdoor air quality can actually harm a child's developing lungs permanently, we realized that because of our poor outdoor air quality, that our children were being unnecessarily exposed. And we decided to start this organization that pulled the healthcare community together. So you're looking at the children's advocates institutions and the public health institutions in and around Atlanta, including the American Lung Association, Morehouse School of Medicine, Ronald School of Public Health, and the PTA and the school's nurses association, and many, many others, and to really educate the school nurses and pediatricians and mothers and others, so everybody would know the linkages, and to avoid unnecessary exposure and to advocate for good policies, so transportation reform mm-hmm. and the Clean Carbon Plan, which is the EPA's plan for cleaning up carbon pollution, and renewable energy, clean renewable energy, more of that, so that we can clean our air up. We've cleaned up thousands, or helped to clean up thousands of dirty diesel-burning school buses in many school districts around the state of Georgia, so our kids aren't riding to school, to and from school, in toxic boxes.
Wow.
So anyway, Mothers and Others for Clean Air is now an official program of the American Lung Association.
Okay.
And we're expanding in the Southeast. So we're in
Wonderful.
North Carolina now, Florida, and South Carolina.
Awesome. Wonderful, Laura. Thank you so much. You are such an amazing advocate. As a mother myself, I thank you for helping clean up Atlanta. Remember, that's Environmental Working Group and Mothers and Others for Clean Air. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.